Changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Changing Minds Online Empowering Women series. How are you today, Jessica? Jess, are you here?
I think we lost her.
Oh, no. Well, while Jess is joining us back on the line, we are going to go ahead and get started today. Wonderful guest. She is the owner of LynnMSmith.com, and she's going to be talking to us today about shattering your income ceiling, how women can own their money power. Without further ado, I would love to introduce everyone to Lynn Smith. How are you doing today, Lynn?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am awesome. You know, this is a wonderful topic. You know, everybody wants to shatter that income ceiling. So we would love to know how you started into this being your specialty.
It started becoming my specialty because I had problems shattering my own income ceiling. I was working as a, before I started doing this, I was coaching and I was doing women's weight loss. And I was having trouble finding enough clients, having trouble making a steady income. And I started studying a lot about money and our relationship with money, money stories. So it became a passion of mine. And then at one point I had the opportunity to enter another coaching certification program. And this time I'd be teaching all about money and owning your money power. And it just seemed like a great fit because it's something that I'm very passionate about. The issues that we have with money, you know, I'm talking about this from a feminine perspective too, because there are some self-sabotages that hit women particularly hard, more so than men. And those same self-sabotages that keep us under-earning are also the same self-sabotages that keep us from really putting ourselves out there. Visibility becomes an issue for us. And the two are really tied together, because if you can't allow yourself to be visible, you're not going to be making money. And for women entrepreneurs, you know, visibility is marketing. And if you've got trouble putting your marketing out there, if you've got trouble being in the spotlight, you're going to have trouble getting clients.
Wow. I mean, you know, I've never thought about it that way before. How do you...
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Hello?
So what types of tips, Lynn, would you recommend to help with that marketing problem?
I'm sorry, say that again. I didn't catch that.
What types of tips would you recommend when someone is having that marketing problem to help shatter that ceiling?
Well, what I have found, and myself included in this, is that from a very young age, growing up in our family environments, we pick up our family's attitudes and beliefs around money. And it's not intentional, it's not even a conscious decision, but as children, we start to pick up our parents' energy about money. And some of those ideas are, you know, like that you got to work hard and to make money and you can just barely get by. And these things shape us. It's really sad when we get affected by this and we start to develop our own limiting beliefs around money, around how much we can earn, or even around how much we have to work to be able to make money. And these beliefs limit us. They keep us under earning. They also keep us playing small. Because I talked about that. What I'm really passionate about are some specific self-sabotages that women have with shattering their income ceiling. And what these come down to, a lot of it has to do with feeling deserving and self-worth issues. And this was a really hard one for me myself to break free of, because there's always that doubt in the back of our mind. You know, if we're going to have a session with a potential client and to actually ask for the sale, to actually ask for the close, so many times we get plagued by these nagging doubts of, am I good enough? Is what I'm doing good enough? And when we've got these things at play below the surface, it's a self-sabotage that keeps us from putting ourselves in the spotlight, keeps us playing small, and keeps us from really being able to make a big impact and thus impact ourselves by way of our bank accounts. And I have never, you know, I've been working, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, please, continue.
Okay, I have been coaching women for, oh, I don't know, 7 or 8 years now. I you know, time flies. I have never, ever worked with a woman who didn't have some kind of worthiness issue going on. And I have worked with some really successful women. You know, I worked with a client that is an attorney that argues cases in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. There's something about our femininity that creates this self-doubt. Am I really good enough? Can I really be charging that much? And we find ourselves settling that. You know, maybe we haven't raised our rates in 8 years. Why not? Maybe we don't go for the close because there's that nagging little doubt in the back of our mind. Well, am I really good enough to do this? And as women, we are uncomfortable in the spotlight. But for a woman entrepreneur to be successful, we have to get used to being in the spotlight. We have to get used to shining our light because that's what marketing is. And if we're not marketing ourselves in a big, bold way, and if we're not marketing ourselves consistently, we're going to be under-earning. And the two are so closely tied together, and it comes down to, you know, limiting beliefs that we pick up in growing up. You know, well, my family doesn't make that kind of money. Or, you know, maybe our background is a blue-collar background, so, you know, we don't make $100,000 a year. It's just impossible for me. And it's not like so much of this is actually consciously being decided, but it gets ingrained in us. And those nagging thoughts of, you know, am I good enough for this, and do I really deserve this, they chip away at our confidence. And if we're not confident, we can't put ourselves out there in a bold way. We can't let the world know how good we are at what we do. So therefore, we under-earn.
You know, that makes perfect sense. You know, I don't believe a lot of people realize that your mindset and how you feel about yourself radiates into your business. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, well, they're just not feeling me or this, that, and other. But they don't understand that if they just change the mindset to believe they should be looking at me, I'm the bomb, how their business would change, you know? And
absolutely.
Then it would grow out into your marketing. It would go out into your confidence, how you step out there, how you put yourself out there, you know, and you will see worlds of change in your business. You know, so
absolutely.
Now, you mentioned that you had went through this situation. So tell us about your turning point when you went from when you realized that it was time for you to shatter that income ceiling.
And you know, interesting. It really, the real turning point for me came not so much in making that decision that I am going to do whatever it takes to boost my income. It came down to making the decision that I am going to learn to like myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because our income, whatever, you know, anybody's listening to this, whatever you are making right now is exactly what your limiting beliefs allow you to make. But if you can start shifting what you feel you deserve, if you can start shifting how worthy you are and your gifts are, that shift in the income just it just comes. It just comes. And it comes down to when a woman is really confident in her abilities, when she has a really solid relationship with herself, she has no problem putting herself out there. She has no problem being consistent with her marketing because she's comfortable having that attention on herself. We get uncomfortable having attention on ourselves when we doubt our gifts, our abilities, and what we bring to the table. So if you can start shifting that and start building that relationship with yourself, start letting go of the am I really good enough kinds of thinking, it's almost like it just automatically starts to shift. And it automatically starts to shift because now you're bolder in your marketing. Now you're starting to play a bigger game instead of playing small. You know, we hear that kind of dialogue a lot about stop playing small, start playing big. A woman can't start playing big until she starts to feel good enough to play big, because otherwise she self-sabotages in putting herself out there. Is that making sense?
Oh, it's making perfect sense. I'm sure every person on the line today has felt that way, you know. But I still go back to the fact a lot of people don't connect the fact that it's about how you feel, and that's the energy that you're putting in on your business and how your business is going to run. I mean, that is super deep. That is super deep. And so now
I almost feel like I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, please.
Oh, I was going to say, I almost feel like it is my mission to connect the dots on this for women, that you're only earning what you feel worthy enough to earn.
Mm.
Because when a woman entrepreneur is struggling and looking to get more clients, looking to raise their income, looking to be consistent, because a lot of times, too, what happens is we have that feast or famine.
Right.
We get so focused on, well, I have to do more marketing, and I need to do blogging instead of doing joint ventures or whatever. But the problem is on the inside. And until you start shifting what's on the inside, it doesn't matter what you're doing for the marketing. It's going to get self-sabotaged at some point. But to play a bigger game, we have to feel like we deserve a bigger game.
You know, that right there is a tweetable. You know that, Lynn? You know, yes, it's a tweetable. Anybody that knows me knows I love social media, so if I say that's a tweetable, I mean, that's power to me, right? So basically, I'm saying that not only do you need to just say you need to play a bigger game, but you need to feel you need to play a bigger game. You need to feel like you deserve to play the bigger game. That's the difference between just saying it and doing it, because the deserve piece. We can say it all day long, but if we don't feel it, we don't feel that we deserve it, it's not going to happen until we feel and take ownership of that, that's when it's going to happen. Is that what happened with you, Lynn?
Yes, absolutely. It was not so much analyzing what marketing I was going to do to start bringing in more clients. It was more about, I know the issues going on with me have to do with worthiness and deserving and self-esteem. And until I start fixing that, nothing I do is going to make a difference. So my focus became, how can I start feeling good about me? How can I start feeling like I deserve to have good things happen for me? How do I start to feel like I have something truly valuable to offer this world? Mm-hmm. And until you can start feeling good about those things, the sad fact is you're going to under-earn. And I say that from personal experience.
You know, that's powerful. Now, what if we are talking to someone right now who is in that situation where they are at the crossroads and they've been under-earning for a while,
and but they know what their passion is, and they just need that little push, Lynn. How do we get started?
Well, I'd be happy to help. I have a lot of free resources. One thing that I use a lot is EFT. Are you familiar with tapping?
Mm-hmm.
Emotional freedom technique? Okay. It was always something that I used in my coaching, and it wasn't until taking this shift, focusing on earning more, that I started using it a lot more. In fact, every session I have with every client, we do tapping. And the thing with tapping is, you know, if you think about it, like a train on a track, okay? That train is automatically set on that track. Well, what happens in our brains is when we start to have a thought, our neural pathways want to take that more ingrained path, like that train on the tracks. So when we look in the mirror and we kind of frown at what we see, our brain is going, oh, wait a minute, I've been in this situation before. Yep, here we go, we're not pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're fat. And the more we think that the deeper that neural pathway gets, which means it's even easier for the brain to put us on that path. Is that making sense?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what tapping does, tapping starts by lessening the groove in that neural pathway to slow down that negative trigger. But with systematic and focused tapping, we can actually build new neural pathways. And going back to that example of when you look in the mirror and you constantly think to yourself, oh, I'm fat. Now imagine if you could disempower that neural pathway that your brain was always jumping on of, yep, I'm fat, yep, I'm fat, yep, I'm fat, and you started to build a new neural pathway that says, wow, I look really nice. And the more that you start going down that route, the more we build that new neural pathway, the easier it is for our brain to jump the tracks and go to that belief instead of the old disempowering belief. Is that making sense? Am I explaining that clearly?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
So tapping builds new neural pathways. Tapping helps to lessen the emotional triggers. And in talking about money, I'll use the example of tax season because that's the time of the year that people tend to freak out. Mm-hmm. Imagine if you could handle tax season and getting all your paperwork put together for your CPA, your accountant, whoever, in a calm, relaxed fashion. Instead of being triggered by, oh, man, I got to get this all together, and, man, I hope I don't owe money this year, and if I do, how am I going to pay it? But can you imagine how much more effective you would be in managing your money, in planning for things like tax season, if you could look at money in a calm, relaxed fashion instead of freaking out, there's not enough, oh my God, how am I going to pay this bill, how am I going to do that? Tapping can do that because we all have triggers, and we all have triggers around money. Every single person has got some kind of trigger about money. And the reason is because in our society, money is the measure. And with money being the measure, money's also tied in to how we feel about ourselves. And therefore, money can be the trigger. But with tapping, we can start to lessen the severity of those triggers. I have a client that I'm working with, and she was so proud because this past tax season, for the first time ever, she had all her stuff organized and put together before the appointment with the accountant.
Mm.
And she met with her accountant and was completely not triggered. She was calm, she was relaxed, she was able to talk to the accountant about what needed to be done. And she said to me, Lynn, I have never, ever had that experience before. Because we lessened her money triggers. And when you can lessen those money triggers, you can start making prudent decisions about your money instead of reacting in panic mode about things.
You know, that makes perfect sense. You know, just being able to know that you have the power to loosen that grip that money has on everyone, because like you said, it is the measure. You know, people give you power by the amount of money that you have. It's in our society, it's in, you know, everything we do, it's even in our employment. So why wouldn't we have an anxiety about money, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we all do.
Yeah. Yeah, and you
but
know,
we
so,
don't have to be the victim of them.
Exactly. Exactly. So now what do we do if we are that person that is feeling like they are victim to money? How do we shatter that piece? You know, we're tapping, but how do we get, you know, get to that ultimate point? How do we know when we're there? I guess that's what I'm asking. How do we know when we finally release the demon of the money?
Because your outer circumstances will change. Mm-hmm. When we start shifting what we believe about ourselves, when we start shifting what we feel we are deserving of and worthy of, our outside mm-hmm. circumstances start to change. It's almost like magic. And everything, every aspect of our life is affected by our worthiness and deserving. And the cool thing about shifting our worthiness and deserving, it creates a paradigm shift in our entire life because now we're sending out a different energy. I was working with a client once, this was going back a few years. She had was doing a lot of shifting on what she felt that she deserved and what she felt she was worthy of. And we're on the phone one day, and she says, Lynn, it's really weird. I don't know what's going on, but suddenly my boyfriend's treating me better.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know why, right? And she goes, no, I don't, because she hadn't made the connection yet. You have changed how you feel about yourself, and you've raised the bar on how others are going to treat you now, too. And she had that aha moment, and she started crying. And then I started crying, but I tried not to let her know that I was crying. But when we change what we feel about ourselves, when we up the ante inside of us, the world responds. You don't have to set anything in motion. It just automatically does its thing. Because we only receive what we feel we are worthy of receiving. So for somebody that is in a series of bad relationships over and over and over again, the sad truth about that woman is that that's all she feels she deserves. And if she started to shift that, what she felt she deserved, decent men who treat her well would start showing up in her life. It's almost like a magic pill because it creates a paradigm shift. It will affect your finances. It will affect your relationships because you have raised the bar. And money is very much tied to how we feel about ourselves. Because we will only earn that which we believe we can earn and that which we feel we deserve to earn. But the secret is not going out there and trying to get a better job or, you know, trying to make more sales. The secret is starting on the inside because that's where the paradigm shift comes from.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's really deep, Lynn, because, you know, we could probably have some listeners, and I mean myself included, that are thinking, so basically you're telling me I could have changed my business by changing my inside? You know, that
yes, and I wish
really
I would have made that shift a long time ago.
Exactly.
I could have saved myself a lot of heartache if I started working on the inside a long time ago.
Yes, I mean, that is just powerful to think how strong your mindset is and how much control it has over everything that's going on in your life, to the point where you are pushing and pushing and pushing, but you haven't changed your mindset, so that's why the stuff is not working. But once you change your mindset and what you believe you deserve, that's when everything starts falling into place and you really start living in your purpose. I mean, Lynn, you just hit the nail on the head with that one.
Well, thank you.
You know, and I mean, we are both in SWSA, but tell us more about how they can find the audience, how they can find you and what you can do for them.
Okay. Well, my website is lynnmsmith.com. It's my name, LYNN, M, my middle initial, which is for Marie, Smith, SMITH.com. And I've got free resources there. If you go to my blog, you'll find a lot of tapping and some videos and a lot of scripts and stuff. But I have something else, too. I recently created something called the Be Seen in Your Brilliance 4-Week Challenge. And it focuses on what I consider to be the four main obstacles for women entrepreneurs. You know, talking about deservingness and worthiness. You can find that at brilliancechallenge.com. It's the Be Seen in Your Brilliance Challenge, and the URL is the word brilliance and the word challenge, BRILLIANCECHALLENGE, no spaces or hyphens or anything, .com. And it's 4 weeks of tapping, 4 weeks of looking at deserving, 4 weeks of looking at the vow of perfection. That's another big one for women. But I just wanted to make that available for anybody that thinks they'd like to at least start taking a look at this work and see how it can benefit them.
Well, I mean, that is awesome right there. And, you know, as we grow close to the end of time, I want to make sure that they have all of your contact information. And then, of course, what you would like to leave them with today. So please.
What I'd like to leave them with being like a word of inspiration? Is
yes,
that what you mean?
Ma'am.
Okay.
Yes,
as one that spent so much time struggling with the issue of money, I wasted a lot of time looking at the outer. Well, maybe I need to do telesummits. Maybe I need to do this. Instead of recognizing the real issue is within. And the greatest gift a woman can give herself is to build a relationship with herself.
Wow, that's powerful, man. Thank you so much for being on our show today.
Well, thank you for asking me. I really enjoyed this.
Yes, we had a lot of fun today, and I know that you have given us so many nuggets today that can really help us in our businesses. I appreciate you being here today, for sure.
Well, I appreciate being asked.
Yes. Now, if something that Lynn said to you today resonated with you, please find this broadcast today on changeyourmindsonline.com. We're also on iTunes. We're on Stitcher, Tuned In, and, of course, on YouTube. And we would like to thank our sponsor for the day, What I Will, I Can, Self-Empowerment Tools for Life. So go to www.whatiwillican.com to get a powerful and quick read designed for people on the go. Thank you so much, Lynn. I appreciate you as always, and I look forward to all the wonderful things that's going to be coming up in your business.
Well, thank you. And this was a lot of fun. I enjoy doing stuff like this.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we're going to close our show as we always do. Love you. We do everything we do for you. Our lovely audience, thank you so much for the support. And we will be back Sunday night with our inspirational call. Thank you so much, everyone, and have a good night.